Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. Happy holidays. We're going to do this one last time this year, just after Christmas on the 27th. We're going to be at Fadley's doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour for the last time there. I still have leftover scratch-offs. They do smell. They actually smell more when you sniff them. I learned that from John Martin over at Wise Markets this week on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. Friends at Window Nation reminding you, hey, it's cold outside. Santa coming down the chimney. 866-90-NATION. You buy two, you get two free. 0% financing for 5 years. And Jiffy Lube Multicare, my little orange light still on. I went and got cookies. I did stuff. Had crab cakes. I went to Coppin. I saw Angel Reese play a little homecoming game here this week, but I did not get my Jiffy Lube taken care of, so make sure you're doing that. I did, however, I feel like this has been a great month in a lot of ways. I miss my wife. She's been away for a couple weeks with her sister, but I've been, like, out doing a crab cake tour, out visiting people. I feel like I've seen, like, everybody this month, like all my clients, all my friends. I've seen fans. I've been out at sports bars. I just been around. But I don't know that I had a better conversation or more fun. And we just launched this at Baltimore Positive than our chat last week, where Gina Schock sort of crossed over with Wendy Bronfine, who had a little fangirl going on with her Go-Go's outfit. But then Dad shows up, and it just turned into this sort of cannabis science thing. Since then, I've been releasing my 25th anniversary stuff, sponsored by Curio Wellness and Foreign Daughter. We welcome Wendy Bronfine back onto the program. She has escaped for the holiday and for the new year and for all the leftover gingerbread and pumpkin and eggnog and all of that good stuff. We had some fun. That was fun. I'm sorry the lighting was so weird in the video and the shot. It was a weird time of the day. We were all kind of in a hurry. I felt like we could have sat there if some eggnog were served, probably until like 9 or 10 o'clock at night, and just going all night talking about rock and roll, drums, and cannabis. We need to do that again.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Well, Michael was trying to get Gina back over to his drum kit and to have like some, you know, session time together.
But so it turns out her body hurt and you guys wound up like speaking on adult use and about like, I mean, when she showed me her hands almost looked like a linebacker, like Ray Lewis, like from her, from drumming and just how physical it is. And your dad's love of the drums. I mean, it just played into a pretty natural conversation. And I think maybe for the holidays, and maybe this is something you could speak of as families gather. And man, I've been in your place enough now. And I say this, this isn't about any sector or cross-section of socioeconomic. I think people are going to speak about cannabis at Christmas time. Instead of smoking a J in the back out by the fire pit, nobody talks about it 30 years ago. I think this is a different thing where bombs and creams and science comes into a conversation where someone like your dad and Gina Schocke, somebody will hear that along the way and bring it up at a family. And we talked about taxes and estate and stuff like that with Leonard Raskin. But I think it's kind of an interesting science topic across a couple of generations and how a 21-year-old would feel versus a 51-year-old versus a 71-year-old would feel at a dinner table, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think it's definitely getting more and more into conversation amongst people in their daily lives. I mean, our lens is always, you know, how can cannabis be used to improve your quality of life, which might be social use, right? In place of drinking or something like that. But it also can just be for aches and pains and stress and sleep and GI issues and whatever's going on. You know, I think internally we're very excited because there's sort of a shift here, right? So in the previous years when we were just medical from 2017 until through last December, it was, you know, what we would see a lot was this peak in sales in the end of year because people just had lots of stuff to do and they were looking to be energized or their mood uplifted. They were stressed. They got the family, the in-laws. They like kind of want to deal with that mental health part.
But and they're now, probably not working, right? I mean, this week they're kind of off and they're kind of like, hey, I want a little vacation and or maybe to paint the walls and get things done too, because there's a part of a sativa that can make you very, very active and very, very focused on getting a project done safely, of course, right?
Absolutely. And because there's a lot of things that like eat that are not about, quote, how high you would get, right? They're just sort of improving the your mood or how your body feels without feeling intoxicated. But I think this year, what's really exciting and what we keep buzzing about in the office is like, it's the first time it could be a gift. You can buy it. It's not just buying it for you. You can buy it for someone else. You know, it's stocking stuffers, it's presents. You know, bunch of people in like a couple of weeks are going to be talking about what their New Year's resolutions are and choosing their health and wellness. You know, for the gym
I got
rats,
one, by the way, New Year's resolution. Don't be hungover on New Year's Day.
Yeah. Well, cannabis can help with that.
Well, I'm just saying, right? Like I'm saying I've some of the worst days of my life. I can go through the calendar. January 1, 1996, Ocean City. No good. You know, I mean, like literally. And I mean, we all speak of running around getting hammered on New Year's Eve, right? Like parties. That was very socially. I mean, geez. I mean, CNN with Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen, right? Like, so we talk about it in that way after Prohibition 100 years ago, but boy, the hangover on New Year's Day. Let's talk about that, because there's no, you don't have to have that to have the feeling of being light and fun. And, but also the fact that, adult use, it's legal. This is the first year we can literally talk about that.
Yeah. I mean, look, you and I, we talk about our terp chews all the time, but the orange and the mango terp chews, like that's their formula. Their formula is uplift and energized. And, you know, in a lot of ways people use them daytime, right? Instead of waking up and having a cup of coffee, use that. But I mean, I personally find that I use them most often on a Friday or Saturday night. So a New Year's Eve would be an ideal scenario to be highly social, no pun intended, but not feel inebriated.
Wendy Brown Fine is here. She's always educating us. She gave me the shirt. By the way, I need a large. This thing's shrinking, or maybe I'm just getting too buff on the yoga mat. I'm a blunt. Probably the latter. That's what I'm saying. I've been on the yoga mat a little bit this week. Hey, I had that conversation I had before you even got there. I hope you could listen to Drew Westervelt, who sat in your showroom and in the wellness side. And just, we sat there and talked about this product that gets stench, like crazy conversations I'm having here, sponsored by our friends at Curio Wellness and Foreign Daughter on our 25th anniversary. I feel like the last couple of weeks, we've just talked about so much beyond just the Ravens winning and all of that, but the science of what you're doing and next year. And I talked to John Martin about this with sports wagering, which 2 years ago wasn't a thing. And a year ago was just coming online. And then the mobile side of it. With you guys, with the science of the things you're doing, what has you excited about 24? What are you looking at as an industry thing now that this has been much more established in a lot of ways and legalized and available and talked about in the open and in positive lights, but also in, hey, take it easy, this is new. But for your industry next year, what happens in 2024 in your industry?
So my hope is that we start to see the consumer population become more educated and discerning. So I'm starting to feel like right now what we're seeing is very similar to what we saw in medical, when, you know, the doors open, the access is there, and people are, they go to kind of what they know. They go to flower, they go to the idea that there's THC, but along the way, they start to realize that when there are products that have different cannabinoids, not just THC, what the relief or the positive effects that can provide, that they start to learn that the terpenes are really what drive that effect. Like if you're saying, I want to help fall asleep, or I want to be relaxed, or I want this to not hurt, or I want my mood to be uplifted, a lot of that is in what's happening with the terpenes. And they just become more educated, which makes the menus much more exciting. I mean, I think it is overwhelming for new people because the menus at the dispensaries are very large. And
I think it's crazy. And I've been in your showroom and I hear people talking cherry this and strawberry that. And like, and I often think like, and no offense, and I mean this really sincerely. I've done sports here for 32 years and I don't want to be a jerk, but I sat at a lot of games where a lot of people went for years and years and years and had to turn around and say, do you even know football? Do you even know what you're spending all this money and all this time on this and you're here? Do you even know? And that part of it for me, it excites you, right? I mean, it's like, this is someone who we can teach more about it. And I think I talked to you and your father last week, and even Gina, who was getting educated, you know, on the set, like literally asking the kind same questions are being asked every day. But the more your people can understand about all of it, it goes beyond maybe where it was the first 50 years of my life, which is it gets you high, or it makes you laugh, or makes you giggly, or makes you sleepy, or gives you headache, or whatever those old world thoughts would be. I think it's much more specialized now in what, if there's a level of trust and there's a level of use it, see what it does, experiment, and then move from there to say, I don't need to smoke it out of a pipe to get a good night's sleep. There's a product here that is scientific and way beyond. I was explaining to a friend of mine about the time release part of it, my chiropractor actually, and he's like, really? And I'm like, really? And this is stuff that I guess 2, 3, 4 years ago didn't exist. Oh, right?
Absolutely. No, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think it's so much beyond, look, there's plenty of ways to inhale it, whether it's through flower or vape, but like, I don't even know if people at this point understand the difference in, they know strains, right? But do they understand the difference in how stuff is grown, the quality of the operator who's delivering you that product, the way that it was extracted to get the oil to make a vape or other products, all these things. Like, you know, there's a lot of products that we buy in grocery stores, in, you know, like in Walgreens and things like that. And we have such a perspective on this brand versus that brand and how it was made and why I would choose this over that. I think the consumer is not there yet to understand how nuanced it can be, but we saw this before. And I think that will come in this next year as more people continue to buy and start to understand. And the other piece of it is the people who work in the dispensaries, right? There's a lot of new staff who came on when we went to adult use because we just needed more people to support this industry. The more they become educated, the more that they can inform consumers on the right product. You know, I think that's an ideal place. You want to know that the person who's guiding you is thinking about your needs and the product, not just what they want to sell.
Wendy, I mean, I could go at this for hours, but the more I think about it, I have to laugh a little bit because I'm thinking a lot about my mom this time of year. You know, lost my mom 5 years ago. She'd be 104 or whatever it would be at this point. And how many times my mother would roll into a Rite Aid or the, you know, dime store back when I was Reed's back when I was a kid, or if you're in New York City, and say, I want some Tylenol. I want some Aleve. I need some Advil. Not knowing what an acetaminophen would be, or an aspirin would be, or a Bayer would be, or a Buferin. God, I'm just going through all these names with you. I guess I went through Absorbin Junior and Bengay and all the rubs back in the day, you know, but I'm just thinking about, like, for me personally, the last 30 years of my life, I do better with Advil than I do with any of the rest of that stuff. And I'm not an Advil junkie. I'm one, you know, I know enough to know enough that it's not good for you and it's not an everyday thing. But I can't begin to tell you how many times I feel inflamed, something's bad. Take 2 of these, 3 of these, 4 of these, make sure you're, you know, washing it down with a lot of water and making sure you're eating things to, I mean, all of this common sense. Drug use, like the drugstore, like Walgreens, we've all gone in there with something and found the aisle, whether it's a cough, whether it's a hack, whether it's an eye drop, whatever it is. And I know that when this is all said and done, your legacy, and from talking to you, you're going to be known as people that are going to be healing those things, not as a head shop.
I mean, I think that's our hope. But for being able to use that science to address all markets, right? Those who are very symptomatic or condition specific, who are looking for a way to harness cannabis as a resource, and those who want cannabis for a social lifestyle purpose, who just want to know that they're getting a really great quality product that is made in facilities that kind of take the greatest steps to ensure that quality. And I think that right now that's what we're able to deliver and what we will continue to deliver, because, you know, there's a lot of power in this plant and we're just trying to harness it in a lot of different ways to meet people's needs.
All right. We'll cut it short this week. Wendy's been around the last couple of weeks doing all sorts of pre-holiday stuff, and with Gina Schock, with her dad, Mike, who Really, we got to have him back on. Now, you're going to let him come back on the show, right? Because I have more
Yes,
questions.
I
And
would
then,
love, I would love to.
I okay, just yeah, I think he has the answers. We'll figure out the rock and roll thing. And by the way, I'm going to follow up with Gina because, like, I didn't even do a whole lot of all the stuff that she's doing in the 2024, other than this drum art stuff she was doing in her book. So Gina has promised to come back on pretty soon again as well. So we'll connect all the time. We're still going to be doing this next week when it's 2024, right?
I'm gonna plug her book for her because I was fortunate enough to get a copy and then I took it home and was looking at it and it is really cool. It's called Made in Hollywood. It's all her photos from the years with the Go-Go's and on the road and young in the story of the band. I mean, like shots of Polaroids and then you just these behind the scenes, like, oh, we were just backstage and here's like Sting and Stuart Copeland hanging out. And like there's just it's amazing there's the story of the band and seeing them. And it's a really great cocktail book. So last minute shoppers, if you're looking for something and you love music, you love the 80s, you love the Go-Go's, I'm telling you, go get it.
Even if you love Dundalk, because there's a hell of a local story in there somewhere. So,
That's true. That's true.
I'm telling you, it's going to be like the Dan Fogelberg song on New Year's Eve. I'm going to be like in the Drug City liquor store aisle and run into Gina and wind up like. You know, that was my birthday a couple months ago. So, Gene and I were destined to figure it out. So, we'll figure that out. I'll figure you guys out next year as well. Have a great holiday. Have a great New Year's. The Ravens are still going to be playing when the next time we get together, at least into the playoffs. We have to figure that out. So, some excitement around here as we get into January as well. And we got concerts, we got music, we have all sorts of fun stuff, but we got to get through this winter thing first. We got to warm up here a little bit.
Yeah. Well, yes. And happy holidays. Happy New Year to you. And see you on the other side.
Wendy Bronfman joining us here from Curio Wellness and Far and Daughter. Get over to Timonium, say hello to them. You can gift this time of year with New Year's around the corner as well into 2024. And by all means, if you don't do anything else, you don't listen to any of my other crap here, like Tom Kelso doing stadiums or the fun I had at Wise Markets with Derek the Wrestler. And listen to the Michael Bronfman piece from last week as well from Curio and Far and Daughter and Gina Schock. It was really good, as was Drew Westervelt. I've just had. It's been fun. It's been a good couple of weeks around here with the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We're going to be taking it back out on the road with the leftovers and still winners provided here at Peppermint Payout. Oh, snap. Gingerbread sniffer scratchers, as well as the Unwrap the Cash holiday scratch-off tickets from the Maryland Lottery. Our friends at Window Nation, 866-90 Nation. And last but never least, certainly not today with my little orange lights going on, Jiffy Lube Multicare. I didn't even have time to go across the street from Foreign Daughter last Friday to get my oil changed, but I swear I'm going to get my oil changed at some point before the end of the year. At least I'm not driving a whole lot. Get out, get a crab cake, ship a crab cake, buy something local, kiss the people you love, hug them, get a COVID shot when you do that. Please don't everybody sick on New Year's Eve. I can't be the only one out there wearing a party hat having fun. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. Drinking up the eggnog in the holiday cheer and celebrating 25 years at Baltimore Positive.